Napa is known for its big, rich Cabernets. Tuscan wines delight with a meal, but it's the wines from France's Rhone Valley that can make you feel like you're wrapped in a warm blanket.
Ooh, perfect this weekend. Joining us now, wine columnist, Washington Examiner, wine columnist Scott Greenberg in our Wine of the Week. It's Friday, Scott. Tell us about wines from the Rhone Valley.
It sounds like you could use some.
No fooling.
I like the wines of the Rhone Valley because they do wrap your tongue in a nice warm blanket. It's the Syrah grape. It's the Syrah has found a home in the Rhone Valley, particularly up north where it grows on very steep, sun-baked slopes, ripens beautifully, and man, does it deliver fun wine, particularly for a weekend like this week with cold weather. Stay inside, folks. Get a bottle of Rhone wine. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let's start in the northern part of that valley. What do you have?
How about the 2007 Santa Duque, the old vines? Now, this is a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. It hails from four different villages in the northern Rhone Valley in the neighborhood region of Gigondas. It produces wine full of ripe raspberry and black cherry flavors on a dense, medium-bodied frame. It's a nice balance with a long, spice-laden finish. It's only $13. This is a wine I could warm up to.
Ooh, nice. What else do you have?
Well, from the south, let's go down there. Let's talk about the 2009 Arnaud Pierre-Fils. This is chocked full of fruit, including blueberry, black cherries, and red currants. There's just a slightest hint of cedar, which I really like in the Rhone Valley wines. On the back end, it's got a rustic finish, $18. Delivers a lot of flavor.
All right, great stuff. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.